This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are on 107.7 WTPL FM in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region. And we are also streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And it's Friday. So happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Happy warm Friday. It's Good Friday, of course.
Yes.
And it's going to be a nice warm Easter weekend. Well, today's the warmest day of the next couple, but... You know, 66 degrees is supposed to be the high today. How long has it been since we have been that warm?
A really long time.
I think November.
Yeah, probably.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. No, I knew this morning when I, every morning, you know, about 7:30, 7-ish or so, I go out in my PJs and walk with Daryl's sneakers on to the mailbox to get the paper.
You do?
I do. And when I opened the door, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's warm out this morning. So, yeah, it was
Have you found that you're attracting a bit of a crowd now now that every day you've been doing this?
Well, I'm careful. You know, I'll get halfway down the driveway and I'll listen because, you know, sometimes my hair is like, you know, all over the place. And if I forget to put a hat on, yeah, I'm probably scaring some people.
Wow. Well, the hair is in place today.
It is. It is. Right now, yeah.
And it's all good.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm a little bit sad today.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Yeah. The man who created the Pillsbury Doughboy has died.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Rudolph Purz created the giggly character, just died. His slightly flaky creation known as Poppin' Fresh. Poppin' Fresh! Has survived for 50 years with his chef's cap tilted and his scarf neatly knotted at his throat. Purz's death was confirmed Thursday on General Mills' website. He died April 1st at age 89.
Hmm.
Purz was working on the Pillsbury account for Leo Burnett Agency in Chicago in 1965 when he came up with the crescent roll spokesboy. The slightly chubby pastry boy, is that politically correct, slightly chubby pastry boy?
I'm not sure.
Quickly became one of the most recognized ad icons in the country. He spawned toys and became a regular in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade lineup of balloons. In 1987, the Doughboy was declared America's most loved character. Really? It's the best we could do?
You know, he is really cute. I mean, think about him. I mean, you know, and he does that little woohoo, you know, he's cute.
Yeah. Well, the first television commercial featuring Poppin' Fresh cost how much money do you think to make?
Oh, way back then?
Way back then.
Hmm. I'm just going to throw something out there because I really have no idea. What, a couple thousand?
16 grand.
Huh.
It required 5 bodies and 15 heads for the stop-action film, according to the General Mills website.
Oh, my gosh.
In the ad, he introduced himself to the world with the now famous, "Hi, I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy."
You do that good, Mike.
That actually hurt to do that. I'm wearing my pants too tight today. His voice was originally created by actor Paul Frees, who I think did some animation voices, as I recall. Over the years, the Doughboy became more active, singing opera. Really?
Really?
I don't recall him teaming up with Maria Callas, singing La Traviata. That I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Riding a skateboard, helping in the kitchen, and playing musical instruments. He recently was given his first pair of pants, a tiny pair of jeans.
The Doughboy?
Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, see, you've been missing out on.
I guess.
The Doughboy and Purz's work bring him to life, scheduled to be a part of an exhibit next month at the Chicago Museum of Broadcast Communications, honoring advertising's greatest icons. Other honorees include Tony the Tiger, the Jolly Green Giant, Morris the Cat, Mr. Clean, and Ronald McDonald. But we've lost the creator of the Poppin' Doughboy from Pillsbury, Rudolph Purz.
Sad day.
Well, think of something like that. So crazy. It lasted, well, 50 years, 1965.
Yeah.
So, you go.
You know.
So if I'm a little bit down today, you'll know that that's what it is. I'm mourning the passing of the creator.
Oh, my goodness.
Pillsbury Doughboy. You're in a much better mood, I'm sure.
I'm in a little bit of a better mood. My nephew Elliot this morning was playing Pontius Pilate at Mount Calvary. In the mausoleum, they do the Stations of the Cross.
Oh, and, so it's like a living Stations of the Cross?
It is a living Stations of the Cross. Mm-hmm. They usually do it outside, but I think because of the probably the snow and all. It's inside the mausoleum this morning. So yeah, he was a Pontius Pilate this morning. I didn't get to go because we had a meeting this morning, right. So I didn't make it. But
Pontius Pilate's kind of a bad guy.
He is the bad guy.
So is this typecasting? Because I know he's now is he the nephew that plays the
yes,
piano?
Yes, he's the one that plays the
piano.
Wow, he's
got talent. Huh?
Oh, he does. He does. Mm. Yeah.
So Pontius Pilate, Stations of the Cross. Does he have any other acting?
No. This is with his youth group. Mm-hmm. You know. But no. My son's the actor.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. So he hasn't done anything recently. He still has his agent. He'll go out on auditions from time to time.
He has an agent? Oh, really?
Yeah, New England Models Group.
Oh, yep. Familiar with them?
Yeah.
I actually did a little modeling through them as well,
which
was a pretty interesting experience.
Yeah, Kathy over there is very nice.
Kathy, yes, is terrific. Let me tell you a story about one of my modeling jobs that brought me this close to like hitting the big time.
Ooh.
So they hired me to do a video for CVS. It was going to be when people were transitioning all their medical records onto their website and could have like all their prescriptions and everything. And I played the part of a pharmacist. And I stood in front of the camera, and this was going to go nationwide and the whole deal. Had to go to Rhode Island to audition for it and got it. I guess I looked like, you know,
pharmacist.
I look like a pharmacist.
I can see you looking like one, Mike.
Definitely. Yeah. I've got a picture somewhere of me wearing the CVS lab coat. So one night in June, I drove down, and they had to wait till they closed the drugstore, you know, the CVS in Rhode Island, so that we could use the actual drugstore without people coming in. Even though the front of the store was open, the pharmacy was closed, so we'd have to stop once in a while when some drunk would stumble in looking for a bag of Cheetos.
That's funny.
All right, so it's going good, and we finally wrapped at like 3 in the morning, and I'm exhausted. And it's looking like it's really good, and it's going to be this wonderful project. And then the guy that hired me to do this died.
Oh my gosh!
And the whole thing went with it. Now I still got paid for going down there
for your audition,
and I was very well paid for that. But they were talking about cardboard cutouts of me, and you know, as in stores, what's called collateral.
So no one took it over.
Nobody took it over, and I couldn't get a hold of anybody. It's like, wow. What's the deal with this?
Aww.
So, I mean, I feel badly for the guy. He was only in his 40s.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping that Tyler has a little bit better luck in his modeling career. That was the one.
He's actually an actor.
Oh, he's an actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has he appeared in anything that we
would? In very small things. He's been out in L.A., and he went out 3 months during his junior year. He's either sophomore or junior year out in L.A. He did his schooling out there and stuff, and he's went to a couple acting camps out there during the summers. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. But, it kind of passed. You know, he did acting lessons around here at BYPC and through New England Models Group and stuff. But and he still has his hand in it a little bit. And, it's kind of funny because Tyler was a vegan.
Okay.
He's vegetarian right now, or dairy-free. You know, he goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. He was a vegan for quite a while. And he lost over 100 pounds. So before he lost...
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, Tyler, yeah.
Wow.
And before he lost the 100 pounds was when he was getting role offers, like, for bigger kids.
Okay.
And when he went out to L.A., he really didn't like that. And but, you know, it's kind of funny because after he lost all the weight, he wasn't really getting too many offers.
Because he was just another pretty face.
I think so. So... but he likes himself much better now. So
well, I just met him for the first time actually at the grand opening, and I mean he looked a good looking kid, and never would have known that he weighed 100 pounds more,
over 100 pounds more. Mm-hmm.
And he's been managing to keep it off.
Oh yeah, very much so. He's had it off for a good 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a vegan for 3 years. Yeah, very strict. I tried it. I didn't handle it.
You know what? I don't even know what it is or what you can eat or can't eat as a vegan.
Vegan is no dairy.
No dairy.
And no meats.
Okay.
And, you know, no.
So it's just vegetables and grains, basically?
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, me, it's the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've tried it with him, and I've done it, you know, for a few days. Like, him and I go away together every August before he goes back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So last year or the year before, I don't remember, but I did it with him for, you know, a few days. Mm-hmm. Gosh, by the third day, I was dying. You know, like, forget it. But I got an email this morning from Rick Broussard.
Oh, very good. Our good friend, editor of New Hampshire Magazine.
Yes, I love Rick. He's,
yes.
He's very cool. But the Red Arrow, I guess the Best of New Hampshire polls are in.
Okay.
And he was congratulating me on, well, the Red Arrow on winning. We won Best Chili this year.
Oh, you
New
did?
New Hampshire Magazine, yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I just found out just right before I came downstairs.
Now, have you won that particular category before?
We have not.
Wow.
Yeah, we have not. We've always had have won Best Diner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of curious who won Best Diner this year.
Well, maybe he's holding that back.
I don't know. I emailed him back and I said thank you. You know, we're very honored to you know win that, and so I'm curious who won Best Diner.
Whose recipe is it, the chili?
You know, it's a mixture. You know, it's some my input, my chef at the time's input, and you know, our chili at the diner is a little more on the sweeter side.
Okay.
And they can get it five alarms, so we can heat it up. You know, and people do order it quite a bit that way. But we've won many chili awards, so we do have a very good chili. It's homemade every day, and always fresh batches. We have gallons and gallons of it all the time. So.
Did you ever go to the International Chili Festival that was held a couple of years ago
here?
At Veterans Park?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Very fun. We won People's Choice 1 year.
Okay.
And we were in it. We went both times because we actually, we were also a vendor there.
Okay.
The Red Arrow was a vendor selling food as well.
I got to judge.
I did too.
The
Wasn't
chili,
that fun?
Chili Verde. Yeah.
I think I was in that one with you.
I think you were.
I think we were in that one together. I remember.
I'd never had chili verde before, and I loved
it. Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it's the pork, and it's the chili, and it's got kind of a greenish-brown
green
color. And I am still surprised that, well, I'm sure there are some people that carry it here, but I never see it.
You never see it.
And I think it would catch on.
I think so, too.
It's
I thought
much,
it was delicious.
Yeah, it's a Southwestern thing.
As a matter of fact, this Mario Fiel, this Mano Fuel hot sauce,
yes,
he has a version of his hot sauce Verde, like his Verde version.
Oh, yes.
You know? But no, I agree. But wasn't that judging interesting?
Yeah, it was really interesting.
That was really
because
cool.
It wasn't just sitting down like you would expect.
Exactly.
And having you would actually go around a table with probably 10 or 15 actual samples. You would just take one bite and you would evaluate
it,
move on to the next one. And they had a lot of judges.
They did.
So it really kind of brought in a lot of different tastes and palates, which I think is a really good way to do it.
I thought it was really neat.
I mean, it's a national organization, and they had it 2 years in a row here.
Which was a big deal for Manchester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was. So I have not made a chili verde, but
We should try that. Try making a chili verde. I'm going to look up a recipe, because it was really good.
What you can do is you can go to their website, the International Organization of, I forget what it is exactly.
Yes, I'm actually a member.
Oh, you are?
Yes,
okay.
I am. I have my little card and everything. And yes, you can look up their past recipes.
That's
of the winners.
Right.
You're
the
right.
The winners, and then
you're
you can try it out and see what was so great about it.
But you know, some of the things, you have to like send away for some of the ingredients.
True.
Because they don't have them
around
here.
Like, you got to go to like New Mexico or you do it online. And it's,
probably online. I'm sure Amazon has it.
Probably. Or find.
Amazon has everything.
Find substitutes for, you know, a particular type. You know, just Google substitute for Pablo chilies or whatever.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Here was my problem with it, though. They were all so good. It was difficult almost to tell the differences. It was just very subtle differences.
Extremely subtle.
As I recall, we tried 40 or 50 chilies over the course of an hour or so.
Yeah, there was many tables. Five or six tables, I think. Four or five. And you walked all around, and it was fun. It was an experience.
It was indeed.
Today's food holiday is, it's good, National Chocolate Mousse Day. Do you like chocolate mousse?
I love chocolate mousse. There is nothing not to like about chocolate mousse.
I agree.
I've never made it.
I never have either. I don't make desserts. I'm not a baker, first of all. I'm not a baker. You have to be scientific to be a baker. And I like to not use measuring cups and just kind of throw things in. You really can't do that when you bake.
No, unless you want to have a complete train wreck on your
hands. Plus, I think baking is too messy. I'm a clean cook. I don't like to... Like the thought of rolling dough in my kitchen totally freaks me out.
Really?
Having flour on the counter and no, can't do it.
We need to talk about that.
We do?
That sounds like a therapy session. No, just kidding. Yeah, there's always flour that gets on the floor, but.
I don't like that.
No.
No. No. You are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 FM, and we're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. Also like to remind you to like our Facebook page, Food for Thought, and we also have trivia questions on there that you can interact, and you can actually win prizes right on Food for Thought. So we are going to go on a short break, and we're going to be back with Comedy Cold Cuts. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought. for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. And I'd like to just remind people, tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the Radisson Hotel Expo Center, Compassionate Friends will be doing their annual blood and bone marrow drive. Compassionate Friends is a support for families who have endured the loss of a precious child at any age from any cause. And this year's the drive is sponsored by Northeast Delta Dental. And you can make an appointment. You can call the Red Cross at 800-733-2767, or you can go to redcrossblood.org to make an appointment, which makes it a little easier because there's usually a ton of people over there. So, again, that's tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the Radisson Hotel Expo Center.
It's a good thing to do. Save up to 3 lives with a blood donation and also the bone marrow screening as well.
Yep.
Very important. You never know if you're going to be able to help somebody who's dealing with a bloodborne cancer of some sort.
That's right.
Very cool. All right. And our show is brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the green room here. For those that ever come down to visit us, you'll enjoy the beautiful leather sofas and settees. Food for Thought, Kale and Company, and whoever else happens to use our studios will enjoy the green room. Thanks, Fallon's Furniture. And New England Coffee, the official coffee for Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. Want to mention coming up in just a few moments, we have Martha May Fink. Talk to us about Taste of the Nation, which is a big fundraiser coming up very soon here in New Hampshire, creating awareness for the great tragedy of hunger and how they plan to use Taste of the Nation to feed more people. And later in the 1 o'clock hour, Bodie Peters, who is the Maple Producers Association president, will be joining us. We spoke a few days ago with Ed Fuller, who is the Fuller Sugar House owner in Lancaster, maple sugaring, you know, at his place. But Bodie's going to talk a little bit about some of the interesting things you may not know about the business and the bigness. I mean, maple syrup is a commodity like oil or like pork belly futures or anything else, and its price is somewhat dictated by supply and demand or shortages or anything else.
Well, and the weather is a key
weather
factor.
Is huge. You're huge. Right about that. Yeah. Weather is huge. This is not good. He wouldn't be able to talk to us today. If it was normal and he'd be out there, you know, working his because he's got, 800 taps, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
For 200 gallons a year. And that's not really a huge farm. That's just manageable for him.
That's right. Because what did Ed Fuller say they had? Didn't they have?
Oh, they had the
10,000.
10,000,
yeah.
And I don't think he's the biggest one in the state either. There's somebody bigger than him.
Wow.
So Bodie's able to talk to us today because the weather, although I think this week probably the sap is starting to flow, but we'll find out. And if he doesn't answer his phone, we'll know that he's...
He's out tapping.
Yeah, as he should be doing, which is good. Hey, it's time for Comedy Cold Cuts. Every Friday we spend a little time on a theme or a food holiday or whatever with some comedy we find online. These are comedians and occasional television people, as is the case of our first one today. This being Good Friday, a lot of people will not eat meat today for religious reasons. And we also do the Meatless Monday on every Monday with June. So it kind of ties together. And Stephen Colbert, who will essentially lampoon anything, lampoons Meatless Monday. So here he is. He is talking about the USDA and Meatless Mondays.
Here we go.
Folks, I'm no fan of the USDA. A bunch of government bureaucrats sitting around all day inspecting my meat, that's sick stuff. But now this bloated agency has gone too far.
The Department of Agriculture might have bitten off, well, more than it can chew after an internal newsletter encouraging employees to participate in Meatless Mondays came to light. The memo hailing not eating meat for one day as a simple way to reduce your environmental impact.
What? If I have Meatless Mondays, how am I supposed to celebrate Trichinosis Tuesdays? This whole thing is typical of the veg elite. But now they've got some problems of their own, folks. According to the Journal of Trends in Plant Science, evidently, plants can talk. Researchers found that plants not only respond to sound, but communicate with each other with clicking noises. Just like the Olsen twins. And plants suffer. super sensitive microphones picked up a bubbling sound from a healthy plant that rose to a piercing screech when threatened. So all those smug, morally superior vegans are actually vicious kale killers. Oh, what's that? What's that, Carrot? What's that? Oh no, what? Oh, they took your babies and they drowned them in ranch dressing? You monsters!
There you go, Stephen Colbert. Do you like Stephen Colbert?
Mike, I'm sorry, but I'm not a comedy person. You know what it is with me? I analyze things too much. Mm-hmm. And when I finally figure it out, and sometimes some people have to explain it to me, I don't think it's funny. So I'm not the right person to ask. I'm not good with that.
Yes.
I mean, I got all that. I did understand most of that, but I'm not good.
You know, and of course, this is on TV, so there are a few visual things that go along with that, but it works out. All right, so we move on now to Easter. This is Easter Sunday, of course.
Appropriate.
And I am shocked to share with everybody that there is a product out there made by Peeps, you know, the marshmallow.
Said that.
Peeps milk.
Gross.
Well, I mean, I haven't tried it, and on paper it sounds disgusting, but apparently if they're making it, somebody's buying it.
Do you like Peeps?
No. No, I've never done the marshmallow thing. I don't believe I've ever spent any money on Peeps. I don't think I've eaten them.
I don't even think I bought them for my kids.
No, but again, somebody's buying them.
Yeah, they are, because they're pretty popular.
What's happening now, though, more is all the YouTube videos of people putting Peeps in a microwave oven and seeing all the strange things that happen
to
them.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, boy.
Just Google Peeps in a microwave oven sometime.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? When you think about Peeps milk, uh-huh. it must just be flavored milk. I mean, strawberry milk, yellow milk, right?
Let's find
out. Okay, yeah, let's hear.
This is the New York Daily News reporter, Jeanette, and Peeps milk.
Hi, this is Jeanette Setembre from the New York Daily News, and Easter came a little early today. We're getting a first taste of the Peeps milk. It comes in three new flavors, Easter eggnog, marshmallow reduced fat, and chocolate milk reduced fat. And while they were all excellent, I do have a favorite. It's the chocolate milk reduced fat, and I'll give it a try for you. Very rich, velvety chocolate texture. Taste a little reminiscent of the chocolate Peep. And if you like what you see, they'll be coming soon to an Easter basket near you. Sip responsibly.
That was worth a report on New York Daily News.
Chocolate Peeps?
Yeah, yeah, and
I never knew they had
got
them.
The logo on the cartons. I don't know. I've not seen them at Market Basket or any place else. Has anybody out there had chocolate Peeps milk or eggnog Peeps?
Yeah, give us a call, 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear if you've tried some Peeps milk.
Phones will not ring on that one, I guarantee.
Maybe not.
If anybody did have, they probably didn't survive it. And finally, in the world of Easter today, did you ever watch the Drew Carey Show? It was a very popular show. Patton Oswalt was one of the characters on the show, the actor. And he talks a little bit about Easter eggs. Patton Oswalt.
Remember when you were growing up and you wanted to color eggs for Easter? Where did you go? There was only one game in town. Paws. You went to Paws or you went to hell! Remember that? That was on the box. And, because they had the monopoly. They could say that. Remember you got the kit? What did you get? You got the little color tablets. Remember those? And you put them in the water and the water would smell like a vinegar fart. And then you would take the egg and put the egg in the little wire seat. Remember that? That little torture seat. Ah, lower you to your doom! Scream all you want! Or like me, you'd put all the tablets into one glass and that would turn the eggs brown. Oh! Can't get brown eggs, Patton. That's our little prodigy. Then you could punch out the back of the box, remember that? And make a little egg holder.
Yes.
Oh, remember that? But like me, you wouldn't wait for the eggs to dry and then the box would dissolve and your dad would start drinking. That's not important. What's important is that is all the kid came with.
Very funny stuff there. From Patton Oswalt. And doesn't that bring you back? Right?
It totally brings you back. Oh, my gosh. And when he was talking about the little wire thing, remember? Mm-hmm. He used to sit there and dunk it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Definitely.
Now, did you ever have like a wax crayon and write your name on it?
before, and then when you dunked it, it showed up. Yes, I do remember
that. And you got fancy. You might take one egg and dip it in one color and then turn it over. And then it would be white in the middle.
Yeah, I do remember. I do remember. It was fun. That was years ago.
I'm going to guess that the world has moved beyond just that. I mean, there's probably all kinds of stickers and things you can put on eggs now.
Must be. Has to be.
I don't know.
I haven't done that in years, so I...
Do you ever see those Ukraine Eastern eggs?
Beautiful.
I mean, people must spend years on them.
Must. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Have you ever tried to hollow out an egg by blowing it out?
I've heard of that, but I've never done that.
By poking a pin at
either
end? My
brother must have tried that at some point. My brother has tried everything.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the Alton Brown of the Lawrence family,
huh? He is. He does all that, you know, stuff.
What's happening at your house for Easter?
It's actually at my house. Daryl and I are putting it on, and my brother and my sister-in-law and Elliot will be over, as well as my dad and Diane and my son. And my daughter actually, I think, is working. She's working. But I'm doing, my dad is bringing a ham, and we are doing turkey dinner. So we'll have turkey dinner and a ham.
So you're doing a traditional Thanksgiving-type turkey?
Traditional turkey dinner with the pork stuffing and everything. So all those, you know, sides will go with the ham. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll have ham and turkey.
So Barbara is right now down. She's narrowed it down to three type. What are we going to do? Going to do a perhaps a crown roast, which are really good. Getting a turkey breast, having it butterflied and stuffing it and rolling it.
Nice.
Which is Marian Esposito recipe we used a couple of years ago, which was really good. Or a beef tenderloin.
I was thinking of beef tenderloin too.
Yeah, those are like $300, but I mean, you know what?
I know.
So ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So she may, as we speak, being out right now, driving, trying to figure out which of those three
she's gonna do.
It's going to be.
And how many people are you having?
Probably about 12 or 13.
Ooh, okay.
A few kids.
Right,
yeah. You know, it's going to be fun. The dog.
Good.
The whole deal.
There you go.
I don't know about hiding Easter eggs with all the snow still.
I know. Well, we don't have any kids anymore. I mean, my grandkids, but I don't think they're coming. I think we may go to my daughter's in the morning before she works in the afternoon, and they're having an Easter egg hunt where she lives, and we may go and watch that.
Fun. Cool.
But, yeah, when they come over, we usually do an Easter egg hunt. But you're right, with all the snow, it's kind of difficult.
Well, we should come back. And do we have prizes for a trivia question?
We sure do.
I think we do.
We have Congdon's Donuts, a nice gift certificate for there if you are vacationing, you know, up in Maine at all this summer. And we also still have a 5-pound flour from King Arthur
Flour.
We do.
How many more bags do we have of that?
I think we have about four or five.
Oh, really?
We do.
All right.
Do.
So flour and donuts.
We also have, you know, I'm sorry, we also have 30 days free membership at Integrity Health.
Which is where you're going and getting in fabulous shape.
I am. I'm feeling great.
All right. So we're gonna load you up with carbs, and then we're going to send you over to Rocco.
Yeah, right. Oh, gosh. Flour, donuts, and then go to Rocco.
It all ties in together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Not exactly a gluten-free holiday, is it? So we've got a question for you, and we're going to find out who knows the answer when we come back on the Pulse WTPL. This is Food for Thought. Carol and Mike, be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And you are listening to 107.7 WTPL-FM and also streaming live at WTPLFM.com. And I believe you have a trivia for our listeners, Mike.
I do. After telling everybody, the show is brought to you by Express Jewelry Center on Main Street in Concord, ExpressJewelryNH.com, precision repair and sales, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. And I believe we're going to have a little gift card from Rocco.
30 days free.
Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. Thanks to them and all the other participating sponsors for Food for Thought every weekday from noon to 2 on The Pulse, WTPL 107.7. All right, so throw a trivia question. It's a food trivia question, as always, and we are offering you today $25 to enjoy at Congdon's Donuts. What, you never heard of them? Well, they're in Wells, Maine. Everybody gets up to the Maine Seacoast during the summer. This particular postcard that we have has an amazing picture of...
Isn't it amazing?
It looks like a bagel with lobster claws, and it looks like Eggs Benedict with... is that what that is?
It is Eggs Benedict.
With lobster claws on it.
Lobster Eggs Benedict. Isn't that amazing?
I've never had that.
No?
Well, no, not that. I've had Eggs Benedict, but never with
lobster
claws. No.
Oh, my gosh. You have to go up there. And they, you know, Congdon's Donuts? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very well known for their donuts, and they're amazing.
Hmm.
They're nice, big, oh, they're delicious. But they also do an excellent breakfast, and their Benedicts are excellent, and I have had that Eggs Benedict.
You have.
I have.
So maybe you're heading up there this summer, or even if you don't know if you are, this would be a fun prize to win. Also, 5-pound sack of flour from King Arthur. And we have a one-month membership. Is that it? Integrity Health Coaching Solutions?
Exactly.
With Rocco, who you hear on here every Monday.
Every Monday.
He knows his stuff, huh? And you're very pleased so far. Right?
I am extremely pleased. I'm going to work out tomorrow morning, and I'm anxious to go.
You are?
That's never happened, ever. I finished my fifth week. Tomorrow I'll be starting my sixth week. And I'm extremely excited.
Once you get to a certain point in working out, you do start to miss it. You get over the hump of hating it, and it starts to make you feel good mentally, physically. The endorphins start to kick in.
Mike, this is the first time in my whole entire life that's happened.
Is that right?
So it's pretty major.
Wow.
It is. It's very major. And I am praying that it's going to keep up with me.
Well, but it's up to you, I guess, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, you feel good, and mm-hmm. you're understanding, too, the concepts and the components and, right. you know, all that stuff that Rocco teaches us every Monday. So.
All right. So we'll talk more about that on Monday. All right. So here is your trivia question. Almost 1 in 5 meals served in American restaurants today have this in common. 1 in 5 meals served in American restaurants today have this in common. And I will give you a bit of a clue. It has to do with what the side dish is. 1 in 5 meals served in American restaurants today have this as the side dish.
Okay. 866-823-1077. Give us a call with your answer, and you're getting a really nice prize package.
You are indeed.
Yeah.
We're going to fatten you up, then you're going to see Rocco, and he's going to thin you down again. Just want to let you know what we got coming up over in the next week as we wait for the phone to ring on the trivia question. Rocco is here with us on Monday, of course, in the 12 o'clock hour, June, and Meatless Mondays, also on Monday. And we're going to talk to a guy who is the host of Cupcake Wars on Food Network, Justin Willman, who by trade is a magician. How he landed the gig as a host of a cupcake competition, I'm not really sure. But he's a fun guy, and he will be joining us on Monday around 1:30 or so from probably Hollywood, I would guess. On Tuesday, we'll be talking to Jane Copeland. We announced the other day that Dream Dinners was out of business, and we were wrong.
I know.
And so I talked to Jane to apologize, and I said, by the way, why don't you come on with us? Because it's a great concept for meal preparation for busy families. And she has a really interesting story on what brought her from another career to being in the food world. All right, we have somebody standing by.
We have Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Lisa, I'm doing good, thanks. Have you started your preparations for Easter Sunday dinner yet?
Not really. I'm a late starter.
You're a late starter? Are you going somewhere? Or will people be coming to your house?
I'm going to be going somewhere.
Oh, you are. All right. So you're just in charge of bringing the Jell-O salad.
Something like that.
All right, Lisa, here is the question. Almost 1 in 5 meals served in American restaurants today has this in common.
I would say French fries.
I would say you are correct.
Awesome.
Very good. Congratulations.
Were you thinking that, Carol? Was that the...
You know, well, Bob did guess, and Bob guessed the correct answer. Uh-huh. And when I saw that on my monitor here, I was like, yeah, it's got to be French fries.
Sure. And I, of course, with your restaurant style, it's probably a higher percentage.
Yes.
But if you take all the overall restaurants, it's 20%. Well, Lisa, nicely done. You figured it out. We are going to get to you the Congdon's Donuts Family Restaurant and Bakery gift card. It's worth $25. We have a 5-pound sack of flour from our friends at King Arthur in Vermont. And you also, if you're interested, get a month of conditioning and fitness with Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You've heard Rocco on Monday with us, I trust.
Yes, I have.
So there you go. It's all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Have a nice Easter.
Thank you, and the very same to you.
Just stay on the line. Give Bob your info.
Yep.
I'm sure Bob got her. He took her off, and
he's very efficient.
Yes.
And I see that our friend Martha has arrived, and she will be joining us after the top of the hour here in just a couple of moments. I'll just round out who some of the other people were coming up with us next week. Jane Conlon, Dream Dinners on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Mike Nikitas, do you know the name? If you ever watch New England cable news at night, he is the news anchor. He's a New Hampshire guy, and he's going to talk to us about Greek Easter, which is
the following
weekend. He's got a great Greek heritage, great culinary appreciation for Greek food, and he'll be sharing some of that with us. And Donna, I love Donna's delights. Donna is a hoot. Can she keep this up every week is the question?
I think she can.
Wow.
I think she can.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to take a bit of a break. I do believe we will return with Martha May Fink. Taste of the Nation, a fundraiser to fight hunger, is coming up very soon, and she'll explain it all and why she's a part of it. She is very passionate about fighting hunger.
And she has whoopie pies.
Yeah, she's fighting our hunger as well. Exactly. So we'll see you on the other side of news. It's The Pulse and Food for Thought, WTPL 107.7.